السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مولانا عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا، مرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. حضرة مفتي صاحب، may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. الحمد لله مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 45, Suratul Jathiyah, Kneeling Down. That will be the rough translation of it. Verses 6 and right up to verse number 11. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, Tilka ayatullah. These are the verses of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Natluha alayka bilhaq. We are reciting it, these verses, to you, Ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bilhaq, with the truth. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. Almighty Allah states, Natluha, we are reciting it. Almighty Allah using the plural, the collective noun. Why? To stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Who in the creation can recite upon you? None. Only we can do that. And it is a symbol of respect and reverence. And when you study linguistics and Semitic languages, you will know it is something common in Semitic languages. So Semitic languages refers to Arabic, Hebrew, Syriac, and all these languages. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعَدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Hence, فَتَعْقِيب, consequently, subsequently, hence, then which حَدِيثٍ, which speech, بَعَدَ اللَّهِ, after Almighty Allah, وَآيَاتِهِ, and His verses, يُؤْمِنُونَ, will they believe in? If you're not going to believe in that which Almighty Allah has given you, in its pristine purity, and that was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Al-Mu'jiza Al-Kubra, the biggest and greatest miracle of the Master, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Al-Mu'jiza Al-Khalida, the eternal and perpetual miracle. You ask the Jutla, you ask the Rabbi, you ask the Jutli, the Jew, the Zionist, show me one, just one copy of the Torah, and that copy must be the same exactly like how it was revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. They can't show you. We challenge any rabbi, chief rabbi, South Africa, Israel, any part of the world, that you read the original Torah in the original language by heart. You see, that was revealed to Moses. There's not a single rabbi in the world that can do that. You challenge the Pope, you challenge the priest, you challenge the pastor. Show us one Injil, one Gospel, one Bible, and it is the same exactly as it was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. None of them can do that. Show us one person, one Pope, who can read the original Injil in the original language by heart, by memory. The answer is, there's no hope for the Pope. Now you come to Muslims, you come here to Lanesia. So we'll show you more than 1,000 people here alone in Lanesia where we are. And then you come to Gauteng and we'll show you that over 100,000 can do that. Then South Africa, and we got so many Africa, millions of people. And in Ramadan Mubarak, that is what we see, that the miracle of the Quran Sharif, the entire Quran is read by memory, 6,236 verses and 114 chapters, 540 ruku and sections. So all this to for the preservation of the noble Quran, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. We say, Wallahi, we take an oath on Almighty Allah. What I'm reading to you now is the same Quran Sharif and glorious Quran that was revealed on the Mubarak heart of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Islam was, is, will always be the best, and therefore we want to cherish it with the rest and remember that we don't have anything to hide and we are transparent. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ وَيْلٌ هَلَاكٌ وَدَمَارٌ جَهَنَّمْ and the hellfire and destruction. لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ, when they lied against our mother Siddiqah bint Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she is Siddiqah, her honorable father is Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. So we see that that waqia, that incident, as the Shias and them, the Kufar, they peddle it and they make propaganda till today. Wild allegations, accusations against Mother Aisha. Inna alladhina ja'u bil ifki usbatum minkum. Chapter 24, verses 11 to 26. 16 verses revealed from Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha to exonerate her, to prove her innocence. So affa kizbun azim, destruction, jahannam, hellfire to those people who are the big, big liars, just like the Jutlas. They will murder the babies and children and destroy the hospitals and all the infrastructure and say, no, we didn't do it. So remember, we were looking for Hamas and so forth. So the biggest haramis and biggest terrorists on earth, and the world is witnessing them, they are a liability to the creation, remember that. So biggest liars, Asim, both words here are hyperbole. I mubalagha, both means an intensive meaning. Biggest, biggest liars, Asim, biggest, biggest sinners, involved in every vice and sin, homosexuality, lesbianism, pornography, murder, mayhem, chaos, starting wars, all that. Yasmau ayatillahi tutla alayh. That person will listen to the verses of Almighty Allah, recited upon him or recited upon her, but it will have no impact upon them. Why? Thumma, subsequently thereafter. Yusirru mustakbiran, they continue with pride and arrogance and haughtiness. Ka'allam yasma'ha, as though as they never heard it at all. I open the tap for you, and then you put the glass and the cup upside down. So how will that glass and cup get full? The other person comes and brings a small glass, and then it's filled up in few seconds. So you must remember that they themselves are a cursed nation. Wa iz ta'azzana rabbuk, and your Allah sustainer nourisher has announced, la yab'athanna alayhim ila yawm al-qiyamah. Surely, definitely, he will keep on sending people to punish the Jutlas and the Jews and those who are with them as well, ila yawm al-qiyamah, till the day of justice. May yasumuhum su'al azab, those who will punish them with the worst punishment, and we can see how humiliated, disgraced they are in the whole world globally. For bashirhu, normally the word bashir, bushra, bisharat means glad tidings. Yet Almighty Allah uses it, Allah sabili tahakkum, to mock them and to be sarcastic with them. For bashirhu, you ya Rasulallah, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced to them bi adabin alim, for a painful, horrible, terrible punishment. Wa idha alima min ayatina, and when they know it is our verses revealed by Almighty Allah jalla wala via the agency of the archangel Gabriel Jibreel alayhi salatu salam to the Mubarak heart of Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So So these are the Jews, the Christians, the enemies, the atheists. So across the spectrum, it applies to all of them. They know it is our verses. Then شَيْءًا اتَّخَذَهَا هُزُوًا. Then they know that this is from Almighty Allah. So they will take a portion of it and make a mockery of it. You see how they say, what is all this about the women? That they must cover themselves, cover their faces and all that. You must liberate the woman. So liberation by them is you must make them prostitutes. You must make them lesbian. You must let them walk in the nude. And you must have all the fashion shows and all that. So that is what these haramis do. And you see the world now. Is it a better place with Western civilization and culture, or they have destroyed it and brought it to its knees, you must remember. Just travel the world and see. So any person mocks Islam or anything of Islam, straight away he or she is out of the fold of Islam. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For such people is a disgraceful and a humiliating punishment. Today many Muslims take these type of issues very light. Remember that they will say, no, we're just having a comedy show. We're just having some satire and so forth. It's madrasa jalsa. And now you find one guy cracks a joke and everybody laughs. You ask them, what are you doing? وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ. If you ask them, لَيَقُولُنَّا, they will tell you, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْعَبُ. We're just having fun and playing games. It's just you know, satire and just having some jokes and fun. Cool. Ask them, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَبِاللَّهِ. You play and mock with Allah. وَآيَاتِهِ, you mock his verses. وَرَسُولِهِ, you mock Mustafa صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ and his teaching, preaching. كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, you continue mocking it. لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Do not cite any excuses. Allah's fatwa and verdict, not any Mawlana, Imam, Sheikh, Mufti. لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Don't cite any excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. 100% you kafir after you had iman. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verses 65 and 66. To make a mockery. You see, here the word was used, تستهزئون. And here the word is used, أي شيء أنتخذا هزوا. So these words are very similar, by action, by speech, that you make a mockery of Islam and so forth. Your name can be Ahmed, Muhammad, Abdullah, Abdul Qadir, Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, Aisha. Straight away you become murtad out of the fold of Islam. Certain words in the Arabic language are min al-azdad. Azdad is the plural of diddun. So when you look at the Quran Sharif, you will find the word wara. Wara normally will mean behind, at the back. And here in the context, if you look at it, it means, you must remember, in front. If you read Surah Kahf, and there Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu salam is telling Nabi Musa alayhi salam, before you go now, let me give you an explanation of my actions so you won't be left in any doubt and so forth and so on. So, amma safina, as for that boat and ship, you see that boat which I damaged. So, it belonged to the poor people. وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكِي. So in front they was. You see there? So the word wara came and it means amam. So وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكِي يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَزْبًا يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ صَالِحَةٍ. So that word is now not mentioned, it is understood. So he would confiscate every boat, that ship that is there. That is a boat is better, that is in immaculate condition, they would just usurp it and confiscate it. So I damaged it. So at least these people will still have a boat. So yeah, chapter 18, verse number 79. So wara means amam. In this context here, yeah, it means in front of them. وَمِّنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. In front of you is the barzakh. So various places in the Quran Sharif, you will see the word wara. So here also, mu waraihim. Hence in front of them, they will be Jahannam. All these people who reject the articles of faith, they make a mockery of Islam. They think it is one big joke and satire. So in front of them be Jahannam. Wala yughni anhum ma kasabu shay'a. and it will not be able to repair from them whatever they earn, anything. They can be parliamentarians, president, prime ministers, kings. They can be crown prince or the clown prince or whoever. Whole lot dispatched to Jahannam. وَلَا مَتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. And no one will be able to help them whom they took besides Almighty Allah as their friends, as their protectors. America will help us. Israel will help us. They will give us security. Nobody will be able to help you. They can't help themselves, the haramis. How are they going to help you? وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them is a grievous punishment, a horrible, terrible, very, very big chastisement. Hadha Huda, Hadal Quran. This Quran Sharif is the true guidance. It is the radiance and effulgence, and therefore people are attracted to it, and is a magnet for them, even when they just read the translation. Translation is not Quran, it's just a translation. The Quran Sharif is only bilisanin arabiyyin mubin, in the Arabic language, which makes things clear. But people want freedom, freedom, eat what you want to, drink what you want to, sleep what you want to. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. And those people who reject the verses of their sustainer, nourisher, provider. لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مِنْ رِجْسٍ أَلِيمٌ. The punishment, مِنْ رِجْسٍ. رِجْسٍ in this text and context means أَشَدُّ الْعَذَابِ. There is a very, very grave penalty and a painful punishment awaiting them. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us from all types of punishment and Jahannam. Allahumma ahfadna min kulli bala'i dunya wa azab al-akhirah. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, we ask of you direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la and save us from all types of punishment fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 16th of Shawwal, 1446. We present to you that the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, hundreds and hundreds of jutlas, the veterans and the pensioners and the Mossad and whoever else, they all urging the politicians now, it's time to end the war. We are not going to send our children back to the army. We are not going to send them back to Gaza. So what does Rubio say? Marco Rubio, the biggest harami after Blinken and Biden and Bush and all of them. He tells the Saudi foreign minister, the puppets, that yes, we have to disarm, remember Hamas. They can't have arms. So who the hell is it? You murdered 200,000 people with your weapons. What you want? We might just be sitting ducks for you. You bring your forces in. We'll send them all to hell, insha'Allahul Aziz. We're very proud of Hamas. And we say all your Saudis and United Arab Emirates and your Jordanians and Egypt and Bahrain and Morocco, all these are murtads and apostates and traitors to Islam and Muslim. And you can quote the fatwa in any part of the world. That is the truth, and the truth is very bitter. The hostages are the pawns for the politicians, the Haaretz newspaper. Hamas rejects Egyptian proposal to disarm. This Egypt, Saudi Arabia are just the khadims, the servants and slaves of America. What America says, so they will just say, yes, we are the parrots, we will just repeat it. Like how Sanders addressed the people in Los Angeles and he pulled the crowd of 30,000-40,000, you know, for him it was a record crowd. And he said that this Republican Party is just a cult. Whatever Trump says, they just echo his sentiments. Yes, Trump, you are speaking the truth. So now Trump built the big, you must remember, statue of himself there in his golf course. Imagine Trump trumpeting away, but he's one of the most hated, detested, and despised people on earth with his tariffs and his foolish policies and so forth. Israel condemned globally for the attack on the Baptist Christian Hospital on Palm Sunday. Do you know what is Palm Sunday? The Sunday before Easter, Good Friday. So already the celebration start, and Israel murdered people there, and they killed a child and so forth and so on. Killing is their second nature. Stealing is their next second nature. They must ignite the war, and that's what they love. And therefore, they are hated, detested. They are swines and pigs, according to Quran. Their forefathers were transformed into monkeys and swines and pigs. Chapter 5, verse number 60. And you as a Muslim, you don't believe in that? You go straight to Jahannam and Hellfire with the Jutlas. You will join them there. So you must remember that globally, that everybody attacked them, criticized them, condemned them, and said, you are the biggest terrorist, and you are the people who are guilty of war crimes, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, genocide, and so forth. Listen to Saudi playing what they are. But you understand, they are dollars and, you know, oil dollars and so forth. So what they did now, Syria got a new government. So they want Syria on their side. They don't want Syria to go back to Iran and so forth. So they cut a deal with the Syrian government and said, okay, whatever your debts are, millions, billions, whatever you owe, we will pay everything. You see that? So once the debts are paid, then the reconstruction can start. And then they will have the bigger say, and this regime of Syria will become a puppet regime for who? For Saudi Arabia. That's how they buy influence. How the hell you think they got the World Cup for 2034? All bribery and corruption. And I'm telling you now, inshallah, that World Cup will not take place in Saudi. Inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Why? Allahumma ahlik ala Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. By that time, inshallah, Ali Saud will be gone, and Allah will decimate, destroy them, inshallah, ajilan ghayra ajil. War in Sudan enters the third year, and the rapid forces, remember that, they are intensifying their attacks. And who is assisting them? Remember Dubai, Abu Dhabi, UAE, Emiratis, they also guilty of another genocide. And there's a civil war going on, millions of people displaced, and majority are Muslim. Harvard University, we salute you, Harvard University. The vice chancellor told Trump, go to hell. You don't come and dictate to us. We will not surrender to Trump or the Republican Party. We will maintain our independence. Trump said, we will cut your subsidy by millions and millions of dollars. He said, cut it. But you cannot interfere in our internal affairs and so forth. So meaning if our students want to speak about Palestine or they want to protest, they have the right to do so according to the First Amendment of America. And we will not be people who will just surrender to you like the Columbia University. So you see. So they stand up, some of them. Some of them are haramis, you must remember. 8 Pakistanis shot dead in Iran. Now, you know, Iran and Pakistan got a long border, the Balochistan border and so forth. So there, obviously, Iran will give their story. Islamabad, Pakistan will give their story. But yeah, that the Iranians, they shot dead 8 Pakistanis. Pakistani, wherever they go, there's trouble for them. Palestinian states and the return of the hostages and a permanent ceasefire. There's no other way. And that is what your Haaretz, their editorial says. There must be a Palestinian state. You heard Jutla, Jutli, Zionists? Your own newspaper says this. Thousands of Sikhs visited Pakistan. More than 6,000 were given visas to enter Pakistan for their religious festival. And that is near Lahore. You know, if you go from Pakistan, Karachi, Lahore, then you come towards Amritsar. Amritsar is the headquarters of the Sikhs. So they just cross from there into Lahore. That's the route we used also many a time when we went to India by train and so forth. So that is, they entered them. So the Sikhs and Pakistanis, they agree because they both are oppressed by the Hindu government and so forth. Bibi Netanyahu's poison propaganda, he's trying to make it global, but he's failing badly. Bethlehem, Beitul Ahmin, has become the second Easter without tourists. How can they be tourists when Israel has bombed the churches and has bombed the people and killed, murdered the people, cold-blooded, premeditated murder? One of the most famous Christian journalists, Shirin Abu Akila, not Abu Akle Akle. You must know the Arabic pronunciation. She's a Christian, but for 20 years she was exposing the Jutlas and the Zionist apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. And then the sniper took her out and they said, no, the Palestinians killed her. And after thorough investigation, they admitted that they murdered her, premeditated murder. So that is what they do. So listen to this here. You know, in South Africa, we have people by the surname of Choksi, you see. So I don't know, must be some connection of theirs. Mihal Choksi, he's an Indian billionaire. And is arrested for fraud, jewelry fraud there in Belgium. Can you believe that? So this Choksi guy doesn't seem to be a very good guy. They arrested him for fraud in jewelry and so forth, running into millions and millions, and he himself is a billionaire. Mr. Choksi is in big trouble there. Algeria expels 12 French officials and diplomats. Well done. Get rid of these whiteys. You must remember, Algeria, they are the one who occupied France for centuries, and they never paid, you must remember, reparations. So you better start paying, France. You must remember that. So we don't want no ties with you, and you are the master, and we are your slave. You pick up and get out from here. Well done to Algeria. Basra and Najaf. So I went to Najaf and all that. That's where all the Shias are, there in Iraq and so forth. So there are big sandstorms going on. The planes are cancelled. People are having problem breathing and respiratory problems. And now big problems in that side of Iraq, you must remember. That is the breaking news from that part of the world. Zelensky, Trump trumpeting away. Listen to what he said. Trump is a big harami. So Trump says Zelensky started the war. Then he's begging America for missiles and so forth. So he doesn't want Zelensky, and he will tell Russia, you just take the land you occupied, and that's how we'll make peace. You see that? Vietnam has more than 5,500 millionaires in dollars, not in the rands and Zimbabwe dollars and so forth. I've been to Vietnam. So you must remember, beautiful country, you must visit, you must remember the museum, and you see how they attacked the Americans and so forth. And from Hanoi, you found the helicopters taking off and so forth. You must remember that. So they did well, you see. So Xi Jinping, he's not playing now, he's not making ting-a-ling. Xi Jinping, he's the leader of China. He's visiting three countries, Vietnam, and then Malaysia, and then Cambodia. You all must come my side. Leave America out. We will build up a very strong alliance here in Asia, you see that? And they all will play his game. They trust Xi more in China, much more than America. Hungary to ban the gay parades and the pride parades. He says, hey, me Orban, at least, yeah, he's right. He says, I don't want all these gays and lesbians here. They are terrible examples for the children and so forth. So there you have it, local, that is international news. Let's come to South Africa. You know, after Ibrahim Rasool was expelled and humiliated by America, so now, oh, Cyril appointed Jonas. You know, Jonas. He's the guy who spilled the beans about Zuma and about, you must remember, the Gupta family. He's appointed as a special envoy to the U.S. ambassador and so forth. Chief Albert Luthuli. Now, if you know my in-laws family, OV family, so remember that if you read the book on Chief Luthuli, you will find my father-in-law's brother. His name features there prominently. He was one of the drivers for Chief Albert Luthuli, OV. They named one street in Stenger, Kwadugusa, after him also. So they're reopening the inquest. He won the Nobel Prize in 1960, and he was killed by the apartheid forces in 1967, Chief Albert Luthuli. You see that? So remember that now, that's a good thing they're doing. The whiteys spoke lies. And in the TRC, you know, the Truth and Reconciliation, they just wanted to get it done. So they never did their work properly. Okay, the councils in South Africa, majority ANC, are stealing the pensioners' money in their billions. You got it? ANC doing their favorite hobby, stealing. You see that? So they're stealing billions of your pension money. So you better wake up and understand this thing. In Wynberg in Cape Town, a funny thing's happened here in South Africa, really. There is a lady, I don't know if she's Muslim or what, but the name is Shireen. Shireen Matthews plotted, and there was a revenge murder right in court. She got one guy, she hired the gang, and they killed the guy in the court, in Weinberg, you see that? So that is South Africa, so Opitskit, you must remember that. So a lot of things happen in South Africa. Inshallah, today 8:30 to 9 will be that Mufti Hassan Ali with Mawzaid, and then we'll have Bliss of Marriage, and then Tafsir, inshallah. Jimona, let's fire it up for the Q&A, inshallah.
Kishab, last night we decided to fast today and didn't wake up for Sahari. Do we have to continue with our fast, or we don't, then it's okay?
Remember, it's better you continue fasting, you won't die or anything, inshallah. So then you made intention, and now you overslept, and now you continue fasting. But if you feel no, you will feel too hungry, and you lose your temper and blow your gasket, then don't fast. There'll be no sin upon you. But if you made intention, then it's better you fast. And if you don't fast from the start, there's no qaza or anything of that sort. So you keep the fast tomorrow, the next day, whenever. If you are keeping the Shawwal fast, you still got plenty time to keep the fast. No problem with that.
Mufti Saab, I would like to know, what is the status of a woman covering her hair in the house when no ghair mahrams are around?
When a lady is alone in her house, or the lady is with her husband, or the lady is with her mahram, for example, her sons, her brothers and parents, her father and so forth. So in a case like that, then to cover the hair with the scarf and so forth is highly recommended, meritorious. And if she doesn't cover, then remember there'll be no sin upon her. Where the dalil and evidence for her to cover is good. You see, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam did not enter the house there in Makkah Mukarramah. And then Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, why are you not entering? He said, tell Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha to cover her hair and so forth. So go open Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Hisham and all that, and you will find it there. Second one is when Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu's mother, Umayma, she embraced Islam, and Sayyidina Abu Huraira wanted to enter. She said, Ala risnik ya Abu Huraira, hold it. And remember, she embraced Islam. Go open Muslim Sharif and the various books which speak about of the Islam Ummi Abi Huraira, the mother of Abu Huraira, how she embraced Islam. She says, in that excitement, I forgot to wear my khimar. I forgot to wear my scarf. So it shows it was something normal. It's part and an integral part of our haya, shame and modesty. These are the Westerners and moderners that destroyed the haya, shame, modesty, morality of people. So we should be very, very clear on these issues here.
Mufti Saab, I intend to go to Masjidul Aqsa. I was told to study the Quran and Kareem, the English translation. What is your take on this, Mufti Saab?
Remember, the person who gave you the advice, gave you the correct advice. I don't know if you know Arabic. The best book to read nowadays in Arabic will be Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyya. If you know Arabic, contact me and I'll send you a PDF copy of that book. And read the book, Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace. That's also very good. And if you want to read the Quran Sharif, then read chapter 17. That is 15 Jews, 15 Subhara, Subhanalladhi. Read the first 8-9 verses and that will give you great insight. Remember, therefore, we have 100% conviction. Israel is on the path of destruction and is going to implode very soon. They will have civil war in America, civil war in Israel, and all these countries will fall, and all those Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, traitors to Islam will also fall, inshallah. So yes, very good. Go read Tafsir Usmani, Tafsir Ma'ariful Quran in English. Go read Quran Made Easy by Mufti Afzal Ilyas Rahimahullah. So inshallah, you'll get some good information there.
Isab, what time can you read Tahajjud? It's 4 o'clock late.
Remember that Tahajjud Salat, you can read immediately after your Isha for Salat and the two Sunnats. So after that, you read 2 rakat tahajjud, 4 rakat, 2, you read another 2, 6, 8 rakat. So all that is tahajjud, and then you read the witr, and then you go and sleep. So that is tahajjud also. But the best time to read it will be you wake up 3 a.m., 4 a.m. So mashallah, so at that time there, then you read it, you must remember, it's good time to wake up 4 o'clock, whether you are in Durban or whether you are here in Gauteng, Transvaal and so forth, or Cape Town, and you have sufficient time that you read 2, 4, 6, 8 rakat. You make istighfar, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The best time to make istighfar is suhoor time, sehri time, and you cry to Allah, اللَّهُمَّ اجْدُدْ وَتْأَتَكَ عَلَى جُيُوشِ إِسْرَائِيلِيِّينَ وَأَمَرِكِيِّينَ وَهِنْدِيِّينَ وَبْرَتَانِيِّينَ وَعَدَاءِ الدِّينَ. I perform tahajjud this morning with the grace and mercy of Allah. And then we beg Allah, Ya Allah, decimate America, decimate Britain, decimate India, decimate Israel, all these haramis put together who want to just kill and steal the whole of Palestine and their natural resources and so forth. We don't have to hide from anybody. Let us shoot it straight and tell them what we think about them. They and all this delegation, the DA and the PA, Patriotic Alliance, and the ACDP, you must hang your heads in shame. There's no apartheid in Israel and there's no genocide. You are blind. I call you a bunch of donkeys. That's what you are, according to any person who belongs to any faith and wants true justice. So remember that we must call a spade a spade. That is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Sahab, which ayat of the Quran should read if one wants to go for Umrah or Hajj?
You want to go for Umrah, you want to go for Hajj and so forth, then read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. O Almighty Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, you are all forgiving, very merciful. Read it abundantly, bahatid. Then in sajda of your salat also you read it. Insha'Allah, you will go for Umrah, you go for Hajj, you go to Madinatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah.
Mufti Sahab, based on the fatwa given for jihad, can a jamaat be formed in South Africa and proceed perhaps to neighboring countries or to Palestine, which is accessible?
So you must remember, go to any big masjid in South Africa, Cape Town, Pretoria, Joburg, Durban, Kimberley, Hammanskraal, and go see Fajr time, how many men are there for Fajr Salat. They can't even read Fajr Salat on time and so forth. And I'm speaking of healthy people, not people who are old and sick and so forth and so on. So when you can't read your 5 daily salat with jamaat for the men, what jihad are we talking about? So you're just wasting your time thinking of we can just go to Palestine and we'll wage war against the Jutlas. You will become cannon fodder for them, and the Jutlas just put one bomb. They just put, they're finished. Everybody dead. So remember that is foolishness, you must remember. You need what? All these Muslim armies, Arab armies. The poorest Arab country. Imagine Yemen. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made special dua for them. They're taking on the Americans. They're taking on the Israelis. Yesterday I received news they even damaged one of the nuclear plants of Israel, and they took out 19 drones of the Americans, everyone costing $1 billion and so forth. So poor country, but they got love for Islam, they got the true feeling for humanity and so forth. Now you take this Najdi, Saudi Arabia, richest Arab country. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them. Why? Because they Najdis, because Wahhabis, they are the ones from where fitnas will come. The bootlickers, you see that? So that is how you must work. You must have the true iman, the true spirit of sacrifice, and you must have self-discipline. Then you can talk of jihad in all that. Our people can't even read 5 daily salat and so forth. So we in South Africa, 90%, 80% spoiled brats. We can't even read Salat, Etikaf, we go make in that masjid, in that Darulum, in that place where the chows are the best. So what sacrifice are we talking about? So just forget all that there, make jihad bil amwal, go there and take millions and millions of money and go and give them. So that is jihad with your wealth. Allah give tawfiq.
Mufti Sahib, if we are in the hotel room, can we follow the Imam praying Salah in the Haram?
Not permissible. Today, big hotels all got their own musalla, and then it's linked up the sound system. Remember with the Haram Sharif, you're 2 kilos, 5 kilos away from the Haram. There are streets in between. There are so many gaps in between. So to read Salat behind the Imam and you're reading from your hotel room or your hotel foyer or your hotel musalla prayer place is not permissible. Unless it is like Ramadan time, Hajj time, where it is 2 million, 3 million people and all the sufuf and the serfs and the rows are carrying on, then it's a different issue. But like nowadays is off season, so nowadays definitely not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is witr read after tahajjud or after isha?
Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, Ij'alu akhira salatikum bil-layli witra. Make witr salat, the last salat at night. Study Siratul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 2 rakats, then again 2, then again 2, then again 2, so 8 rakats. Tahajjud, then witr salat, then the dua and everything. And then fajr time would enter, then rak'atayn khafifatayn, the 2 sunnats of fajr, qul ya kafirun, qul huwallah, after surah Fatiha. The 2 rakats after witr, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah writes in Minhaj, the commentary of Muslim Sharif, He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read it marratain, salatha marrat, words like that, meaning just few occasions. It was not the habit of the Master alayhi salatu salam. So the habit was, adat-e-sharifa, adat-e-mubaraka was to make witr salat, the last salat at night after your tahajjud salat.
This is the last question. Can talaq be sent by WhatsApp?
If the husband sent it, so then it's valid. Remember, if somebody else took the husband's phone and sent it without the permission of the husband, then it's not valid. And if the husband delegated and appointed somebody else, he told his friend that, you know what, you send the message, I'm appointing you, delegating you, so then it's valid. So we just have to verify it. That who sent the message, if the husband sent it, or the husband's representative sent it, his lawyer, or Maulana, or whoever. So 100% is valid. If it's written 1 talaq, then it's 1 divorce. If it's written 2 talaq, then it's 2 divorce. If it's written 3 talaq, then it's 3 divorce. So always try and make jorna, not torna. Try and build the ummah and save the families, and not break the families. So therefore, Quran Sharif teaches us, وَسُلْحُ خَيْرٌ Reconciliation is the best. Barakallahu fiqh, Ma'asaleem Kareem. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.